That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles Social Room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. Do want to give you a heads up that this coming Sunday will be the last bingo for the year. They will not have bingo on December 24th or December 31st. So this coming Sunday will be the last bingo of the year. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soup, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks. And all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today. It should be mostly cloudy with a high near 42 and an east wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 25 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of rain. After noon, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 41. On Thursday, there's a 50% chance of rain. Should be cloudy with a high near 44. On Friday, should be partly sunny with a high near 47. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 51. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 56. And on Monday, should be sunny with a high near 55. Currently, with fair skies, it is 31 degrees. The humidity is 61%. The wind speed is northeast at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.38. The dew point is 19 degrees. And the current wind chill is 23 degrees. It's 9:05. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday, December 12th party line. I am Natalie, and I'm here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There you are. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. A little cloudy out this morning. You know, it's going to be colder today, only 42 for the high.
I was going to say, when I walked out, it just felt cold, like a different kind of cold.
Yeah. And a little, when I let the dogs out at 4, it was windy too. They were not happy. But it was kind of cold out. But yeah, it's colder today. The next couple days are going to be a little bit colder. 42 today, 41 tomorrow, 44 Thursday. And then we're going to start working back up into the high 40s and mid 50s. So that's not too bad for December.
No, it's not.
But, you know, the hard part is because we have so many of these beautiful days ahead of the cold weather. And then it makes it just that much harder. So
yes.
It will be chillier today.
Going out the door.
Yes, ma'am. You never know. This time of year, you know, come January, it's always cold, right? But this time of year, it's one of those times when your closet's really full because you got your short sleeve shirts, you got your long sleeve shirts. It's just
sweaters. And yeah. Yes.
Well, no, mine are all in my truck. I got to do that, too. I got to clean my truck out. I couldn't find my coat this morning, and it was in the car, in the truck, and it was cold. So,
didn't do much good.
All right. Let's see. I'm ready to get started. Are you ready to get started?
I am ready.
All right. We're going to start with trivia. If you have won trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you have won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. But once you pick it up, you have a week to use it. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer, and you are going to be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Okay, so today, Dionne Warren, which one is it? I'm sorry, Diana Ross is in, they're both in my music news, but Diana Ross, who the question is going to be about today, okay? You ready?
Ready.
785-877-3378. Before we get started, though, I want to thank Pizza Hut for bringing us trivia every day during our party line. Call them at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. And you can also visit our Norton Pizza Hut. Dine in, family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. Remember, they deliver from open to close, and don't forget, they are now, they have their triple treat box back. Now, that is a limited time featured item, so order that triple treat box, can feed the whole family, and it can be delivered right to your door. Be the first caller, 785-877-3378. With the correct answer, you're going to win that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So besides being a wonderful singer, she started, you know, she was in the Ronettes, the Supremes, and a solo singer. Diana Ross also had a successful movie career. She received high praise for her leading role in the movie Lady Sings the Blues. Which musician was this movie based on? Which musician was the movie starring Diana Ross titled Lady Sings the Blues based on? 785-877-3378. Be that first caller with the correct answer. You'll be the winner of that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So, which musician was the movie starring Diana Ross titled Lady Sings the Blues based on? While we wait on the answer, we're going to break for our open market report, and that's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Now, it's another slow start in the country this morning with bids and asking prices not established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until Wednesday or later. Beef cutouts are expected to be higher with light to moderate box movement. Taking a look now over at the mercantile, December live cattle down 107 at 165.82, February down 127 at 166.62, January feeder cattle down 182 at 216.15, March down 137 at 217.22. December lean hogs down about 7 cents at 68.17, February up by 42 cents at 67.70. Over now at the Board of Trade, December corn currently up by 3 3/4 at 464 1/4. March corn up 3 1/4 at 484 1/2. January beans down 6 1/4 at 1330. March beans down 6 1/2 at 1346 3/4. December Kansas City wheat up 34 3/4 at 661 3/4 with very little volume. March up by 15 3/4 at 648. December Chicago wheat up 9 cents at $6 1/4. March up by 10 cents at $6.19 1/2. We can take a look now over to crude oil futures, followed by some Wall Street trade. Crude oil down by $2.12. Gold up by $1.80. Silver up by about a nickel, and gasoline down by about a nickel. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Index down 476, NASDAQ down 34.92, and the S&P 500 down 1170. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Do you want to make an impact on the future of agriculture? Kansas FFA is growing and needs your help. As the organization has increased the number of chapters and members by 30%, the budget of the Kansas FFA Association has not kept pace. Kansas FFA members, chapters, and FFA advisors deserve the best opportunities possible. The Kansas FFA Foundation is in the midst of its first ever capital campaign to raise $5 million to establish an endowment which will help secure the stability of funding for the Kansas FFA for generations to come. Help the Kansas FFA Foundation reach their goal by December 31st. 1st by making a one-time donation or committing to a five-year pledge to the endowment campaign. Tom Hemmer, Salina businessman and Kansas FFA supporter, encourages all to get involved.
If you've had a good FFA experience, or if you believe that kids who are in FFA have a better chance at success, if you believe that FFA chapters make schools and communities better, please give to the Kansas FFA Foundation.
Visit ksffa.org/endowment to learn more about the campaign and to make your gift.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. All right, so I have not gotten an answer yet on trivia. Now, you can Google this. It's really easy to Google, and I can't believe there's not more people that don't know this, but this is the question. Diana Ross, successful singer in groups and solo, also had a successful movie career. She received high praise for her leading role in the movie Lady Sings the Blues. Which musician was this movie based on? 785-877-3378. You can Google that and call them with your answer. If you're the first person with the correct answer, you're going to win yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, and then I already told you that Open Market Report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit. So I think I'm where I need to be. Are you ready, Mandy?
I am ready.
All right. Hey, first of all, did you pay any attention to Monday Night Football? It was awesome. So there are actually two games on last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
I was playing pickleball.
Oh, you were being active, and I was sitting around on my couch. That makes sense. Because that's usually how it is. She's always out doing something, and I'm always sitting on the couch. But anyway, so Monday Night Football was exciting last night. So the Dolphins played against Tennessee Titans, and Tennessee Titans won by 1 point.
1 point.
And that was an exciting game all the way through. I did fall asleep before the end of the game, but then Ron filled me in on what I missed out on. And I missed out on the most exciting part, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But still, 1 point, and the Dolphins were 9-3, I believe, going into last night. Mm. So they lost. So yay for that. And then the Green Bay played, who did they play last night? I was watching it on and off. But they lost their game by 2 points.
Hmm.
Yeah, both games were extremely close and exciting. So yeah, that was Monday Night Football, and I don't know why they had yes, Fig, you're right. Good morning, thank you for calling Party Line.
Is it Billie Holiday?
It is Billie Holiday. Who is this?
Kim McKenna.
Kim, excellent. You are the first caller with the correct answer. That won you a one topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim. Bye bye. All right, and for the record, they got it also, so good job. So it was Billie Holiday. It's such a good movie. If you've never seen Lady Sings the Blues, it's worth watching. It was loosely based on the life of Billie Holiday. The title's based on the title of Miss Holiday's 1956 autobiography of the same name, which is also the name of one of her most popular songs. The movie was not well perceived when it came out. However, Diana Ross's performance won praise, and she also won a Golden Globe Award as Best Female Newcomer for this role. So, Billie Holiday, Lady Sings the Blues, write that down. Sometime you want to watch some really good old movies, that's really very good movie. All right, great job, Kim. You won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, well, I think it's time to get started. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. First things first, we want to let you know that we're waiting on your phone calls. If you know anyone that has a birthday today, please give us a call, because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anybody that's having an anniversary anytime this week, please call, because at the end of the show on Friday, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. So if you can see behind me, I'll move my big head. That poinsettia there came from Garden Gate, etc., as a birthday present yesterday. I had to bring it down here because, you know, depends on what you read, but poinsettias are not supposed to be good for cats or dogs. My dogs would not bother it, but my cats.
Within seconds of putting it on the calendar.
Yeah, I turned my back for 2 seconds, and I turned around, and there was one of them sniffing the leaves. So we brought it down here, and that's okay, because that way everybody can see how pretty it is. Yes. But you too can go down and get a poinsettia that's just as pretty. Troy told me when he gave it to me, they have these darker red ones. They still have some lighter red ones. They have some beautiful white ones. Mm-hmm. You got your choice. So stop in at Garden Gate, get your poinsettia, and while you're there, check out all the wonderful items that they have at Garden Gate, etc., located right here in Norton on Highway 36. That's also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Call them today at 785-871-4109. And remember, you know, I don't tell you this enough. It's not just about vacations at Click Your Heels Travel. People travel for a lot of different reasons. Work, medical stays, to go visit family, to go visit sick family. It doesn't matter why you need to travel. Click Your Heels Travel has you covered. And remember, they're there with you from beginning to end. Call them today at 785-871-4109. That's Click Your Heels Travel. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you've lost anything or found anything, or you're in search of anything, please call us at 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank Destination Kitchen, Kinsey Covenant Realty, H&J Repair, Cowpoke Supply, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, and the St. Francis Senior Tea that's going to be taking place. We thank you all so much for your sponsorship. It's all because of you. We get to be here. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I'm looking for an instrument cluster today for a 1988 Cadillac Seville. And my phone number is 785-533-1589.
All right, you're looking for an instrument cluster for a 1988 Cadillac Seville, 785-533-1589.
Right.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you bet, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. That's how you do it. All right, first things first, we will do reminders. I'll let you go first.
My reminder is that the Norton County District Court is ready to decorate their tree for Christmas and requests your assistance. Children's gloves, stocking hats, and socks will be the ornaments this year. They're also requesting for dog treats and or dog food as presents under the tree. Currently, the Norton City Pound has a high number of dogs that have been abandoned by their owners or found roaming the town or left on their own after their owners moved or are not able to return to their home. As you may know, the Pound is not a surrender shelter. These dogs are only there because they were abandoned. They will stay at the Pound until adoption and move to a true shelter or transfer to the Second Chance Society. So you can bring your treats or food and put them under the tree for presents. You may leave your items on the tree. On the third floor of the Norton County Courthouse, all ornaments will be delivered to Eisenhower Elementary School after the first of the year. School staff will disperse the items as needed. Presents of food and treats will be delivered to the Norton City Pound for all abandoned dogs currently housed.
Is your candle burning?
Yeah.
It smells good.
Isn't it?
Yes.
I love that candle.
I was like, either she's burning that candle or it's just a residual, because it smells really good all of a sudden.
And, you know, that candle, I only burn it one day a week.
Yeah.
But then we can smell it the rest of the
week.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Thanks for doing that. All right. Hey, I'm going to talk about our Norton Public Library. Today is Tuesday, December 12th. That means it's Mother Goose Moments, which is an interactive story time for babies through the age of two that will be held at our library at 10:30 a.m. Just take your little ones for some musical games, stories, and snacks. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I would like to wish Brian Luft a happy birthday today.
Brian Luft is celebrating a birthday today. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so that's going on at 10:30 this morning. That's Mother Goose Moments. Gameplay Learn Club for Kids will be taking place from 3:45 to 4:45 at the library, where they can take their friends and learn strategy, sportsmanship, and so much more from board games in their STEM area. And they also have PlayStation 4, Wii, and Xbox 360 games to play. Remember, the Gameplay Learn Club for Kids is a parental contract event, so if you haven't done that yet, you need to stop at the library before the event and fill out that parental contract. Also, there's something for the grown-ups today at the Norton Public Library this evening. It's all about the Books Book Club will be held at the library's community room today at 6:30 p.m. The book they'll be discussing is Invincible Louisa by Cornelia Meigs, or Meigs, M-E-I-G-S. All adults are welcome to attend. It's all about the Books Club tonight at 6:30 at our Norton Public Library. Thank you to our Norton Public Library for all these wonderful programs and more. Stop in today and visit our library. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I'm doing a birthday.
Okay.
I want to wish Zoe, my friend, happy birthday today.
Zoe, and the last name?
I don't know her last name.
Okay.
Start with a Z. I don't know.
So like Cher or Prince, she's a Zoe.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Well, happy birthday, Zoe. All right. Any more reminders?
I'm not sure what the deadline is. I'm sure it's fast approaching, but if you are still wanting to be involved in the Angel Tree process, they have Angel Trees at Solutions North Bank, First State Bank, the Heaton Building, Moffitt Drug. You can go and see if there are any angels left on any of these trees and get your angel list and do some shopping and donate it back or bring it back to the location that you got your angel from and make Christmas a little brighter for a little one. They're also taking donations of grocery items at Jamboree Foods, toys at Next Tech, Chamber Office, Dollar General, Moffitt Drug. They also have canisters for cash donations throughout the community as well. They are still needing helpers. You can sign up at the Chamber Office or call Lindsay Peterson at 785-410-6345.
All right.
And it's Zoe Erickson if it's off of the calendar.
Zoe Erickson. All right.
Okay. We'll just do that.
All right. I think we're ready to get started. Do you want to start us off?
Sure. I will start us off. I'm going to talk about Cowpoke Supply. They have everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see everything they have to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint and painting supplies, nuts, bolts, nails, and screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, large and small tools, large and small appliances. If you can't find what you're looking for, they are more than happy to order it for you. Special orders are always welcome at Cowpoke Supply. Just let the staff know what you're looking for, and they'll be happy to help you with their online catalog. Find what you need for any project you can dream up. It's all at Cowpoke Supply on East Highway 36 in Norton. Remember, they are locally owned and family operated. We talked last week about all of the things that they have to help get you winter ready and ready for the change of the, I guess, degrees, change of the weather, change of the
cold,
the
is fill coming
in the air. And that includes their outer and under... underwear. I said underwear. Their outerwear and underwear, and they have your gloves and your hats to keep you warm in the change of the seasons. And every Tuesday is Tool Day Tuesday, and we give you a chance to win a gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply. And we do that by picking a word. Then you listen to the rest of our show for Natalie or I to say the word and be the first caller as long as you've not won in the last 30 days, and you'll win that certificate good for Cowpoke Supply. And in celebration of change in the weather, change in the air, change of the season, our word today is underwear. No, just kidding. Just kidding. No, it's not. It is change. Change is our word. The next time you hear Natalie or I say the word, give us a call, 785-877-3378.
All right. I'm going to talk about the Norton Chamber of Commerce. There's a couple of things that I want to talk about and remind you about. First things first, the next event from our chamber will be taking place this Friday, December 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Heaton Building basement. You're invited to go and enjoy an evening of Christmas cheer. Drinks and snacks are brought to you by The Bank. They'll also be announcing the winners of the Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest, along with their Christmas display winners. They will also be announced at the Mingle Bells this Friday, December 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. Also, the chamber, if you check out their Facebook page, like and follow them, you'll see all the stuff that's going on with our chamber. They also are wanting to remind everybody about the annual community Christmas dinner that will be taking place, and it's sponsored by the Norton County Ministerial Alliance. The dinner will be held on Christmas Day, Monday the 25th, at the Norton First United Methodist Church. That's located at 805 West Wilberforce here in Norton. Dinner will be served from 12 to 1. They'll be providing turkey, ham, dressing, mashed potatoes, gravy, and rolls, plus coffee, tea, and water. The Eagles area donated the potatoes and gravy. And they also say that if you are going to attend, if you could bring a side dish, a vegetable, a salad, or dessert, that would be awesome. And it's so much fun when you bring a side dish, and it just becomes so much more community that way. They are taking free will donations. They're very much appreciated. This helps them keep this going and other programs they have to help people out. And you can... A donation can will be available there on the premises. They're doing takeout orders and delivery. That is an option if you prefer. On Monday morning after 9 a.m., you can call the church at 785-877-2196 to place your order for delivery or takeout. That's mainly, they offer that service for people who can't get out, who don't have a vehicle, or just cannot get outside because they are sick or not able to. So they do offer that service as well so that you don't have to miss out. If you're not going to go visit family or you don't have anybody coming to visit, you know, you still do have family. And you can find them at the Norton First United Methodist Church on Christmas Day, 805 West Wilberforce from 12 to 1. And, you know, they say 12 to 1, that's when dinner's going to be served, but you're more than welcome to visit. Stick around and visit with your community members. So Chamber of Commerce Mingle Bells will be held December 15th from 6 to 8 at the Heaton Building basement, and the community dinner will be held on Christmas Day at the Norton First United Methodist Church.
Destination Kitchen has so many great items for your kitchen and for your gift-giving needs, all in stock with new items arriving, bringing you all the new trends right here in Norton. You need to go in and take a look at all of the holiday decor that they have in stock. They have all of your table settings and your kitchen accessories. They also have your favorite meal kits and bread kits and dessert kits in stock as well. They make perfect gift ideas for family and friends. If you're going to a gathering and you can take it with you, go in and take a look at all that they have to offer in the storefront at Destination Kitchen.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, lady.
Good morning, Jean.
Happy birthday to Charlie Kofeld, who is 38 today.
Charlie Kofeld is 38.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Natalie, did you tell your sister I said I'm... Happy birthday yesterday?
I did, and she said, she just kind of chuckled a little bit and said, I can always count on Jean.
You too.
You're right. Yeah, of course. Hey, Jean, yep. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day today.
You too.
All righty. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
The special coming out of the kitchen this week is a turkey melt. Doesn't that just sound
delicious?
Yes, a turkey melt is the special out of the kitchen this week. And their home-baked goods are featuring a raspberry cheesecake. I'm just going to have to go in for dessert one afternoon. Caramel apple cheesecake.
Oh, yummy.
Caramel apple cheesecake.
All those words together sound beautiful.
I know. Tuxedo cupcakes, a hummingbird cake, the caramel rolls, cream cheese cinnamon rolls, and, of course, their variety of cookies. The hours at Destination Kitchen are 9 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday 9 to 3. Lunch is served from 11 to 2, Monday through Saturday, with all your favorite sandwiches. They have their famous brick oven pizza and salad bar. Carryout is available during lunch serving hours by calling 785-877-2911. Get a taste of something special at Destination Kitchen. They're located at 115 West Main in Norton.
That does sound delicious. Now I can't stop thinking about that caramel apple cheesecake. Yummy.
You're welcome.
Hey, I want to remind everybody that the St. Francis Ladies Society is sponsoring a senior tea this Thursday, December 14th. That's this Thursday from 2 to 4 at the St. Francis Parish Hall. It's being renamed the Senior Tee, and they're trying to get the word out that this is for any Norton County or area resident ages 55 and older, not just those that go to the Catholic Church. So anyone 55 or older, want some great company and some fun, and you want to go to the Senior Tee, go to the St. Francis the Catholic Church. Bingo will be played. Oh, there you go. There will be refreshments, prizes, and everyone will go home with an ornament for their tree. How lovely. If you want to remind you one more, this will be from 2 to 4 this Thursday, December 14th at the St. Francis Parish Hall. Anyone 55 and older is welcome to come, and you don't have to be a member of the church, just a member of the community. Come and have some great fun, play some bingo, get an ornament, and have some great company this Thursday, December 14th from 2 to 4.
We're still waiting on your phone calls here on the party line. If you know of anyone celebrating a birthday today, give us a call and they'll be entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen, and also brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of any couple celebrating an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call, and a lucky couple at the end of our show on Friday will win a gift certificate good at Garden Gate, etc., and also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give us a call, 785-877-3378. H&J Repair and Appliance Outlet has their doors open in downtown Norton, and they invite you in. If you haven't come in to see all that H&J Repair and Appliance Outlet has to offer, you need to go in and do so. I've been in a few times since they've opened their doors downtown, and it changes every time you go in there, just because they have such good prices, quality appliances. They move stock like no other. They have hours of Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 12. Do want to let you know that they are quite busy, so if you get down there during their regular business hours and you find the doors locked, they're usually out making a delivery, because they do deliver in local community area. They have a phone number you can call or text, and this is Harold's cell phone number, 785-871-0048. And you can just let them know, hey, I stopped by, the doors were closed, I understand that you're making deliveries or running errands. When you get back, just give me a call and let me know, and I'll come down when you're available. They also have a store phone, 785-202-2812 as well. Again, if you've not been down to the new storefront of Appliance Outlet in downtown Norton, you need to do so. You can go in and check out all of the, these are new appliances. Some of them may have slight scratch and dents to them, but these are all new appliances. They come with a one-year warranty. You can add up to a four-year warranty on them as an option as well. They have refrigerators, stoves, washers, dryers, dishwashers, microwaves, anything appliance related, they have it, and at great prices. Again, Appliance Outlet, downtown Norton. Go in and take a look.
Awesome. All right, let's talk about lunch. Today for lunch at Town & Country Kitchen, or TNC Kitchen, on their lunch buffet will be ham and scalloped potatoes. Tonight, their pan-fried chicken or pork chops. Make sure you get there early. That chicken is delicious, and it's homemade pan-fried chicken. You can't find that very many places. Today on the lunch buffet is ham and scalloped potatoes. All of their lunch buffets, Monday through Saturdays, come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. And you can call TNC Kitchen at 785-877-3511 and get your order to go. Never miss out at TNC Kitchen. Now, they are saying on their Facebook page they're looking for an evening dishwasher. The shift is from 5 p.m. to close, so you can stop in at TNC Kitchen and you can apply for that position that they have open for an evening dishwasher. Also, they want everybody to know that they are on their winter hours. They close at 8 p.m. now for the winter, so keep that in mind. And I've got to go to my next page here real quick and get the closings. I do know that TNC Kitchen will be closed this Saturday and Sunday. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Gotcha.
You got me all those pictures. I have to go through a lot to go through it now. Okay. They will be closed this Saturday and Sunday, December 16th and 17th. They will be open back up on Monday. They will also be closed on Christmas Day. But you know what? December 30th through January 1st at TNC Kitchen, they'll be having their breakfast buffet. We love their breakfast buffet. They're delicious biscuits and gravy. That's my very favorite. But you can also get bacon, sausage, eggs, all the great breakfast fixing is at TNC Kitchen. And on January 1st, they will be closing at 2 p.m. So those are some special times and dates for you. They are looking for an evening dishwasher. Please just stop in at TNC Kitchen and talk to them about that great position. And remember, stop in today for lunch. You know, offices get together and try to decide what they want for lunch. We'll write this down because today at TNC Kitchen, you can enjoy ham and scalloped potatoes. And then stop in tonight. Do both. You're allowed pan-fried chicken or pork chops at TNC Kitchen. Oh, that's it. Okay, we're gonna listen to some information about Covenant Realty, and when we come back, we'll have your history.
At Covenant Realty, Kinsey understands that your home is more than just bricks and mortar. It's a place where memories are made and dreams come to life. Kinsey is here to guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying, selling, or investing in real estate. Experience the Covenant Realty difference, where integrity, expertise, and exceptional service meet to create your real estate success story. Call Kinsey today at 785-202-2027 and like and follow Kinsey Covenant Realty on Facebook. Covenant Realty, your dreams, their expertise.
All right, it's time for history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Stop in at Kansas Land Tire before you get out on the roads. Have them check your tires and make sure that you're going to be the safest you could possibly be. And while you're there, remember, they are fully staffed and ready to service all of your auto and light truck needs. Want to get that oil change done before you make any long trips? Well, call Kansas Land Tire, 785-877-5181. You can also stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire. They're our local Goodyear dealer, and they're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
On this day, December 12, 1800, Washington, D.C. was established as the capital of the United States. 1870, Joseph H. Rainey of South Carolina became the first black lawmaker to be sworn into the U.S. House of Representatives. In 1912, the Mother's Day International Association was incorporated with the purpose of furthering meaningful observations of Mother's Day. In 1917, Father Edward Flanagan opened Boys Town in Nebraska. The farm village was for wayward boys. In 1979, it was opened to girls. In 1975, Sarah Jane Moore pled guilty to a charge of trying to kill U.S. President Ford in San Francisco the previous September. 1984, in a telephone conversation with U.S. President Reagan, William J. Schroeder complained of a delay in his Social Security benefits. Schroeder received a check the following day. If only it could
happen.
You
gotta love Reagan.
1989, Leona Helmsley was fined $7 million and sentenced to 4 years in prison for tax evasion. In 1991, at the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center in California, the first web server outside of Europe was installed. In 1995, the U.S. Senate stopped a constitutional amendment giving Congress authority to outlaw flag burning and other forms of desecration against the American flag. In 1997, the U.S. Justice Department ordered Microsoft to sell its internet browser separately from its Windows operating system to prevent it from building a monopoly of web access programs. In 1998, the House Judiciary Committee rejected censure and approved the final article of impeachment against U.S. President Clinton. The case was submitted to the full House for a verdict.
Thank you for calling Party Line.
Well, I've heard you guys sneak that word change in there twice, and nobody else called, so I guess I'll have to give you a call.
Good job.
Yes, we did say it. And who is this?
This is Ed Yeager.
Well, Mr. Ed, you have just won yourself a gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply.
Well, I tried to give somebody else a chance, but doggone, I mean, you said it twice. That was enough.
Well, you tried, but you did. You tried. That's good.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.
And finally, on this day in December 12, 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court found that the recount ordered by the Florida Supreme Court in the 2000 U.S. presidential election was unconstitutional. U.S. Vice President Al Gore conceded the election to Texas Governor George W. Bush the next day.
Today is December 12th. It's National Ambrosia Salad Day, one of my biggest favorites ever. The earliest recipes for ambrosia salad appeared around the 1800s. The recipes called for citrus, fruit, coconut, and sugar, and other ingredients that are often added to the salad includes pineapple, nuts, cherries, apples, bananas, whipped cream, or yogurt. I love ambrosia salad. Today's also National Poinsettia Day, and it's Gingerbread House Day. Such a festive day for food, huh?
It is.
Yeah. I've never made a gingerbread house.
I have.
I think I'm going to do that this year.
It's fun.
Make use of that craft room and never do anything. And music, in 1955, Bill Haley and the Comets recorded See You Later, Alligator. In 1964, the Righteous Brothers' You've Lost That Love and Feeling was released. In 1970, in New Orleans, Louisiana, the Doors made their last appearance with Jim Morrison. In 1970, Stephen Stills' Love the One You're With was released. In 1971, filming began on the Diana Ross movie, Lady Sings the Blues. In 1985, Dionne Warwick received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And in 1996, Clint Black got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In sports, in 1899, George Grant patented the wooden golf tee. In 1968, Arthur Ashe became the first black man to be ranked number one in tennis. In 1976, Joe Namath played his last game with the New York Jets. And in 1998, Mark Richey with the Montreal Canadiens ended his consecutive game streak. He had played in 569 straight games. In 2010, the collapse of the inflatable roof at Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome, Mall of America Stadium, caused the cancellation of a game between the New York Giants and the Minnesota Vikings. The team played the next day at Detroit's Ford Field. Happy birthday to Bob Barker. We all loved Bob Barker. Born in 1923, the host of TV's The Price is Right from 1972 to 2007. Mayim Bialik was born in 1975, star of TV's Blossom, The Big Bang Theory, and co-host of Jeopardy. Edward G. Robinson was born in 1893, the snarling star of 1931's Little Caesar. And Dionne Warwick was born on this date in 1940, singer of Walk On By and Do You Know the Way to San Jose. I have one death for this day. Kiko the whale died on this date in 2003. Kiko was the star of the movie Free Willy.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Brian Luft and Zoe Erickson.
All right, and how many called in?
We had three called in.
Two and one. All right, we're going to see who's going to get that cookie. Number two
is Brian Luft.
Happy birthday, Brian. Guess what? You just won a cookie from Destination Kitchen, also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we have somebody that's in search of an instrument cluster for a 1988 Cadillac Seville, 785-533-1589. Happy birthday going out to Brian Luft, Zoe Erickson, and Charlie Kofeld.
We want to thank our sponsors from today. We want to thank Destination Kitchen, Kinsey Covenant Realty, H&J Repair, Cowpoke Supply, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, and the St. Francis Senior Tea, the St. Francis Women's. Anything you want to talk about?
Yes, okay. I do. I need to get to it. I'm a little behind. I want to talk about our countdown to Christmas.
Yay.
That is still going on, and we'll be taking registrations through the rest of this week. So we will give you the list of sponsor locations that have boxes so you can get out and get registered. Just want to remind you there are two rules to our countdown to Christmas. They're not hard rules, but if you listen to them, you'll understand why we have them. Number one rule is only one registration per person per visit. If you want to register more than once, you need to do so by going to all 17 locations and registering, or wait until your next visit and next shopping visit to the location and register again. The other rule is if you have a box at your work location,
We ask that you not register in your own work box. So if you work at, let's say, Destination Kitchen, you cannot register at Destination Kitchen. You need to go to one of the other locations available for your registration, just so that there's no question of the winners when we pick them. So the list of our current locations for our countdown to Christmas, we're giving away over 25 prizes starting next Monday, December 18th. For our countdown to Christmas, we're giving away in $25 prize amounts. We're giving away chamber bucks. We're giving away gift certificates. We're giving away Visa gift cards. And we're giving away over 25 of them. You can register at Moffitt Drug, Define Gym, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Laser Pro, Next Tech, Kansas Land Tire, Pizza Hut Wing Street, H&J Repair Appliance Outlet, Norton Glass, Cowpoke Supply, Destination Kitchen, First State Bank, Garden Gate, etc., Thistle, Insurance Central, Destination Kitchen, and Thread Junkies. Those are our registration or our locations for registration boxes. We also want to thank these sponsors as well, and they are Kinsey Covenant Realty. They don't have boxes at these locations because either one, they don't have an actual place to put one, or it's just not convenient. So, but we still want to recognize them. The A&B Home. Let's see here. Phelps Memorial Hospital, Norton Correctional Facility, Mad Duck Construction, Hess Monument, A&B Home Acres, and Farm Implement and Supply, also sponsors of our countdown to Christmas. So get out the rest of this week. We still have time to get you registered and for your chance to win your prizes that we'll be giving away starting next Monday.
Awesome. Exciting. All right, well, that does it for today. I hope everybody has a wonderful day today. And Mandy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Nat.
Have a wonderful day today. And in the meantime, please don't forget about us tomorrow, same time, same place, for Party 9.